Welcome to this ASM Kidney 360 podcast. My name is Nisha Bonsall from the University of Washington. I'm joined with my co-author, Dr. Stuart Shankland. Today, we will discuss our article entitled Mission and One-Year Outcomes of a Cardiorenal Subspecialty Consultation Service, published in Kidney 360 this April. In this perspective, we describe our experience in launching a new cardiorenal inpatient service and report the preliminary outcomes we have observed since we started this new service.
We were motivated at the University of Washington to create a subspecialty cardiorenal service because we found that there's a pressing need to develop specialized clinical models to care for the growing population of patients with concomitant kidney and heart disease. The interaction of these two diseases leads to unique pathophysiology, clinical manifestations, and treatment, necessitating specialized care that may not be addressed adequately by either cardiology or nephrology alone. Also, recent advances in kidney and cardiovascular technologies and devices have made the care of these patients increasingly complex. In response, at the University of Washington, we launched the Kidney Heart Service in August 2020.
The UW Kidney Heart Service was founded on three core missions: to advance the care of patients with kidney and heart disease through excellence in clinical care, to advance education, as well as advance scholarship. To fulfill the clinical mission, we've developed evidence-based and innovative approaches to care delivery, including development of a diuretic protocol and use of point-of-care ultrasound. We've also developed effective and streamlined communication strategies between the UW Kidney Heart Service and the cardiology and cardiothoracic surgery inpatient teams. To fulfill our educational mission, we've developed a specialized curriculum that focuses on cardio-nephrology topics. Both nephrology and cardiology fellows rotate through the services, and soon we will also welcome internal medicine residents to our service as well. Finally, to fulfill the scholarship mission, we have leveraged the structure of the Kidney Heart Service to enhance research and quality improvement studies. For example, we now directly recruit patients into two NIH-funded studies focused on acute kidney injury and patients in patients with heart failure.
Despite launching in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic, we have had a successful first year and have made significant advances in fulfilling our clinical, education, and research missions. For example, in the first year, we observed a three-day reduction in length of stay for patients hospitalized with heart failure and acute kidney injury. While these data are certainly very preliminary, we are encouraged by this trend and continue to follow the outcomes closely.
In summary, we believe that the UW Kidney Heart Service is an innovative model to advance clinical care, education, and scholarship in cardiorenal disease. Thank you so much for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.